back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in. We're beginning our second hour, and Arthur from California is making some very technical legal arguments, as far as I'm aware. I don't fully understand them, Arthur, but I wanted to give you a chance to conclude
what you were saying. Thank you, and they are not arguments. They are statements of fact.
Okay.
The attorneys want you to argue, therefore you will lose.
Okay.
As I was referring to, and now I'll be more lengthy.
I'm sorry, you're referring to what?
Maxwell versus Dow of the United States Supreme Court. Of course,
okay.
I prefer the Supreme Court of the United States, but that's what we got, okay?
Okay.
There's a difference. And it says there, it's a 1900 case, the privileges and immunities of lowercase c, citizens of the United States do not necessarily include all the rights protected by the first 8 amendments to the federal Constitution against the powers of the federal government. In other words, if she registered to vote or has any tinge of U.S. citizenship, as it's called in the vernacular, they can claim that the 14th Amendment fraud applies to her. Why do I say 14th Amendment fraud? In my analysis, not opinion, the 14th Amendment is the first modern act of Congress because on the same day, a few hours before, maybe minutes, they approved the redefinition of state, believe it or not, capital S, which could only apply to territories. State to mean and include a territory and District of Columbia. It has never been so clearly stated and therefore was unpublished thereafter. But you can see its traces throughout the United States codes, which of course are in code. As you probably
right.
know, the five states, capital S, and the Internal Revenue Code do not include California. They're the District of Columbia and the four major territories. And when you read the 14th Amendment with that understanding, you will see that taxes without enumeration among the states can only apply to territories, which is how even in 1798, the first tax act, they taxed only lands, dwelling houses, and slaves directly in the District of Columbia, it being a territory. Read capital S state today and you'll understand. The law has not changed. People cannot read it. If it is helpful for Ms. Shuri to contact me, I could leave my number if I call back. I hope that she could contact me if she hears a recording.
Okay,
or something,
well,
even her attorney
I'm looking at
her
website here so that you don't have to give your number on the air. See if there's a way to
contact her.
I tell you what you could do, Arthur, is you could send me an email
yes.
with your phone number, and I can forward that on to Shuri if you want me to.
If she wishes to call.
Okay. Just send me an email at peter@petermacshow.com, and I'll forward that on to her.
That's on the website also? Peter Mac?
My address, it's on my website, peter@petermacshow.com, but if you just send it to Peter Mac Show, Peter, and then the word Mac is M-A-C, and then show.com,
yes.
I'll get it.
Okay,
and
thank
I'll forward
you.
That on to her.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
there
you for your call.
There are certain things, some of which Larry Beecraft, in fact, denied that she ought to know.
Okay, well,
bye-bye.
I'll pass it on, and we'll let her decide what she wants to do with it, okay?
Thank you. Good luck to all.
Okay, thank you, Arthur, for your call. Well, Shuri, I'm not sure if you were able to hear that or if she's back on, pardon? Okay. I understand she's still not back. Art, are you still with us, Art Pollock?
I'm still here.
Okay. You're just quietly in the background there. Yeah.
Yeah, that information he just gave you, I'd like to take a look at that myself.
Okay, I'll forward that on to you, too. You know, the difficult thing, Art, as I'm sure you know, is there are a lot of these statements, and it's very difficult for someone who's not an attorney like myself to ferret through everything. And I think, from my point of view, Art, that's just one of the most glaring problems of the entire relationship between the federal government and American citizens, is they've written this convoluted mess, which you have to hire a professional in many cases to figure out. And how can that be? How can a free country allow its government to write laws that are so complex, so convoluted, that even so-called professionals, or judges disagree on it? I mean, that right there, I think, should make it void for vagueness. I can't recall the Supreme Court decision, but there's one to that effect. I'm sure you've heard that too, right? Well, I guess we're due for another break, Art.
Okay.
I asked you a question I don't give you a chance to answer, but I will when we get back. So, folks, stay with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Peter Mac Show, and my special guest has been Sherry Jackson, and she may have difficulty getting back in because she was on a cell phone and had to pull over and use a landline for a while, which we appreciate. But anyway, the main point of the show is to alert you to a way that you can, in fact, support Sherry Jackson as she is being attacked by the federal government under four charges of a willful failure to file. And Arthur Pollack, who's on the phone with me, has provided that information in three ways. You can go to Save America's Freedoms, Save, S-A-V-E, America's, with an S, Freedoms, with an S, .com. And you can also go to SherryPeelJackson.com. And we're not sure if that is accessible from her link yet, but she's been given the information. Or thirdly, you can simply send me an email to peter@petermacshow.com, and I will forward the information onto you that Art has constructed there. And basically what it is, it's a raffle, and for $10 you can buy a raffle ticket. So we want you to buy as many as you can, obviously. And if you win, you will win just a plethora of artifacts put out by prominent people in the tax honesty movement, and Art listed a number of those folks there. But Art, I was sort of putting the question to you as the break started coming up here just about 2 or 3 minutes ago, and wanted to give you a chance to respond if you remember what I was saying there. Do we still have Art Pollack on the line? Perhaps we've lost him.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Art, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I was just saying, I wanted to give you a chance to respond. I was just sort of waxing on after this fellow Arthur from California had called in and, you know, was raising these very technical points, as I referred to them. He said they're not arguments, they're assertions. Okay, fine. And my point is simply this. In a free society, you shouldn't have a government creating laws that only specialists in law can figure out, and even then there's a great deal of dispute about what the laws actually mean in many cases.
Would you agree? 100%, but you even have to know the history behind a lot of it.
Right.
You've got to have a Black's Law Dictionary because the definitions in these laws are not the same as what you find in Webster's.
Right.
So, yeah, it takes a trained professional or somebody that's willing to sit down and study this stuff to figure out what it is the law is all about.
Right. But to me, that my point is that that is a problem in itself because most of us are busy earning money in other ways and you know, living our lives in ways, and we don't have the time that many of us in the tax honesty movement have devoted to trying to understand what, in particular case of this show, tax law tax law imposes on us. It's an arduous task, and it's just ridiculous that we have 535 people in Congress, all of whom, except with the possible with the exception of Ron Paul, are not willing to step forward and say, you know, here's what I understand the law to mean.
It's because they benefit from the system that's in place.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, as my guest was saying last week, John Rowland, an awful lot of our fellow citizens benefit from it too, and they don't want to see, even, perhaps even subconsciously, they don't want to see the fraud of the federal income tax fall because they might, in some way or another, be a beneficiary. I mean, obviously, the employees of the IRS are. It provides them a job. Many other spinoff jobs. Many other CPAs and tax attorneys earn a fine living by, you know, teaching people what they have to pay. And if it were simplified and fair and honest, many of those jobs, even those in the private sector, would probably go away.
Yeah, and I remember Sherry telling me one time she'd rather dig ditches than to keep promoting this fraudulent system.
Right.
And I know she truly believes means that when she says
absolutely, You know, and she's also thrown out the phrase, if I can remember it right, get off the plantation. I want to be careful speaking for her since she's not back on the phone with us, but I think she's been appealing to her fellow African Americans or Blacks or however what the politically correct term is nowadays. I don't know. And, to say, look, you don't have to be a slave to this system. It is a form of slavery, and I truly believe it is. Because I would put this question, I've been thinking about this week, Art, and I would like to go to anybody and say, if back in 1865, 1863, whenever the year precisely was that the slaves were freed, that if the government would have said, okay, you're free now, but you still have to pay 30%, 40%, of your earnings to your previous master, would anybody have considered them really freed under those circumstances?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so, and yet that's how we all are now. We're all paying somewhere between 20-40%, maybe all taxes combined 50-60% of your earnings to some level of government. And, where's it going to end, folks? It's just not going to end. But the issue here is that the law itself, as written, doesn't compel us to do that. And, of course, if I have overlooked or Art Pollock has overlooked or Sherry Jackson or Joe Bannister or Tom Crier or Larry Beecraft or any of us have overlooked some specific aspect of the law that would very clearly lay it out that we, in fact, are legally obligated to file a 1040 and pay an income tax, if the government would come forward and lay that out absolutely clearly, I would pay it. I would pay it grudgingly, but I pay it now because I don't want the government hassling me. I pay a tax I don't owe, but through the nose, actually. But that's where we find ourselves in this year 2007, and we want to end this fraud as soon as we can. So. Well, Art, what are the other projects that you're involved in, if you don't mind sort of venturing into those areas?
Well, if when you go to our website and you look at the home page.
Okay, now your website again is SaveAmericasFreedoms.com,
right?
Okay.
We're trying to inform the average American about this coming North American Union.
Oh, yeah.
People have no clue what's coming, and yet, as of yesterday, they opened the borders to the Mexican trucks.
Right.
And we'll probably never get that stopped, and that's going to kill just those trucks coming across. That's going to kill the American independent truck driver within a few years.
Uh-huh.
It's going to kill the longshoreman because soon all the products that we now have come into our ports are going to start going to Mexican ports and being trucked up here by Mexican truck drivers.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be a domino effect. And
right.
In fact, Dr. Corsi had told us here not too long ago that within one generation of this North American Union's inception, it will be the end of the American middle class. It will be totally the end of the American middle class.
Right.
And I know people think, oh, America is the greatest nation in the world. It can never happen to us.
Right.
There's never been any nation that as great as America was that has ever lasted. So I don't know where they think it can't happen here, because
right.
It will. It will
right.
If the people don't wake up.
Right. Well, I was listening to Larry Breedcraft as he was the guest host on Tom Cryer's show a week ago yesterday, and he had Edwin Vieira on, and I know you know who he is. And
yes.
I had him on a guest a few weeks before that, and he thinks that this North American Union, which will, of course, unite Canada, Mexico, and the United States under some kind of umbrella, some kind of supranational structure, what will happen then is they will use the fact that the economy is going down the tubes, and they will step in much like the Europeans did in forming a European Union and say, we're here to save the day, and here's our new currency, call it the Amero. That term has been floated around. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yep.
And Federal Reserve notes are no longer good. You're going to have to use Ameros, and those will be recalculated at some way, of course, to benefit the government, and they will continue on and say, look, folks, we saved the day once again, just like they claimed with the Federal Reserve System in 1913.
Right. And if we were just back on constitutional money, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Right. Gold and silver.
Yep.
Exactly. But it's, it goes back to educating people, and when I had Ed Vieira on my show several weeks ago, I said, well, that is the solution, ultimately, isn't it? And he said, well, yeah, but the problem is it's going to take too long if we're going to save the nation now. I mean, it takes a generation of changing what people learn coming up through the elementary schools and junior high and high school now, and we haven't got that much time to turn this around. It'll be lost if we don't save it in time. And I don't know how we're going to do it other than to do what I'm doing and what you're doing and just use whatever spare time and energy we have to inform people about what's going on.
Well, we've got some good websites out there. Of course, Lou Dobbs speaks about the North American Union on his show, and that's the only place you're going to hear about it.
Right.
But there's two other really great websites, and that's StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com and StopTheNAU.org.
Okay.
Now, these two websites are really incredible as far as information goes. We kind of consider our website as a starting point to make people think about what they may lose if they don't wake up.
Right.
And that's why when you go to our website, you'll see a flash presentation, and it's kind of like the history of America right up to today.
Right.
And then that's all going to be gone. All the men and women that have died in service to this country will all have been in vain.
Right.
And our kids will be corporate slaves. I mean,
right.
And that's what's coming if the American
exactly.
people don't stand up and say no.
Right. Well, there and as I was saying at the outset of the show, Art, which you probably heard, there are so many of these issues. The North America Union, obviously the tax issue, 9/11. Many of us are suspicious about what happened then. We don't believe the government story. I've listened to a number of other theories. I don't know what's correct for sure myself, but I don't believe what the government has told us is correct. It doesn't seem plausible to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Mark Lerner on this show a couple times. He's very, very knowledgeable about the Real ID Act. That's coming up on us in a little more than a year. I guess it's put back to about December of 2008. Well, we're due for a short break here, Art, but stay with me, and we'll continue talking about these things and see if anybody wants to join the discussion. We'll be back here in a minute, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Peter Mac Show you're tuned into. We appreciate you listening. Arthur Pollock has been on the show with me the whole time today. We had Sherry Jackson on for the first hour or so, and then she had to move on. She's very busy, but the main purpose of today's show was to support her in her quest to pay for her legal defense. It's very, very expensive, and if you go to Art's website, which is SaveAmericasFreedoms.com, then click on the button about the raffle, and it will describe how you can support her and what you can win in the raffle. You can also send me an email to Peter at Peter Mac Show if that's easier for you, and I will forward Art's information on, and it will provide the simple instructions about how you can simply send in money, and every $10 you send in will purchase you one raffle ticket, and then Art is planning to do the drawing for the raffle in New Hampshire, I believe, and that will be September 15th. Is that correct, Art?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And Art, looks like we have another guest on the line, so let's go ahead and take him. Gary from Tennessee. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, how you fellas doing?
All right. How are you?
I was multitasking, and I missed one of the words in Art's website is something, freedom.com, and I missed the second word, I guess.
It's SaveAmericasFreedoms.com.
Save.
S-A-V-E.
I'm hard of hearing. You'll have to yell at me.
Save, S-A-V-E.
Yes.
And then Americas, the word America with an S on the end.
Okay, got it.
Then the word freedom with freedoms with an S on the end.
I got that. Is there an S on freedoms?
Yes, there is.
So it's Americas with an S on it. Well, what's convoluting and making this so complicated is if you go back, first we got two citizenships. You're born an American, and then because of the marriage certificate, birth certificate, Social Security number, and driver's license, that locks you into being a U.S. citizen with no rights. And then on top of that, if you take a 1700s versus 2000 Black's Law Dictionary and the Webster's Dictionary and look up word for word in it, it has different meanings and connotations. And then on top of that, the legal word for person is not the common word as we use it. So that complicates. But there is a Supreme Court law that any law that's written that the common man can't read and apply is void for vagueness, and that's about all I got to say. But I enjoy Art's being on the program, and I'll definitely go to his website. I'm working on a paper, and I'm adding a bunch of places to go, and he'll be on there, I'm sure, after I go to his website.
Well, Gary, if you would consider supporting Sherry Jackson financially and encouraging others that you know down there in Tennessee to do the same, if you would.
Oh, we've got a 51-page document. It's a preparedness list that we're putting out. I got about 350 people on the mailing list, and I haven't done the call to arms and asked them to have all their people on their mailing list basically request to be put on the address book. This thing might go to 3,000 in a heartbeat. So,
well, Gary, in that vein, then, can you send me an email at peter@petermaxshow.com, and I will just forward the information on to you that Art's provided. You can, of course, go to his website, but he spells it out there in the email pretty clearly.
Yeah, I'll send you and Art an email and a copy of this thing. I'm doing a little bit of tweaking, and I just sent it out, but
okay.
I still got more to go on it.
Just well, that way we can reply to you, and you can send that to everybody on your list, and that will hopefully get some people to support us.
It's a never-ending
process.
Project. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well,
it grows about 10 pages each month. And
right.
I still got 200 items to put on it. I haven't even started on that yet.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go. You got a good show, and I appreciate listening to y'all talk, and I'll say a prayer for Sherry.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I like when people call in like that, Art, not necessarily because I agree with or understand his point about the 14th Amendment, but he does have a list of people, and that's the way this message could spread far and wide. If a few people like that will call in and we can get the email to them, then and they can forward it on to 300 or 3,000, no telling where it'll go from there.
Yeah, and I do appreciate him doing that, too.
Yeah. So, folks, again, if you can support Sherry Jackson, please go to Art's website, which is SaveAmericasFreedoms.com, or send me an email at peter@petermaxshow.com, and I will forward the information on to you. And, of course, if you have any questions or feedback for me, good, bad, or indifferent toward the show, I would appreciate hearing that, too. I always want to make the show as good as I can for the listeners and bring you timely and accurate information. So if you think I if failed in one of those pursuits, then please correct me at any time by sending me an email, or you can call in here at 800-313-9443 and speak your mind as well. Well, Art, we got about a half hour left, and I do appreciate you very much taking time to come on here on your Sunday afternoon, because you've got many projects, I'm sure, going on too. And there's so many things for people to support, both in terms of just trying to inform their neighbors. I think Sherry made a really good point at the beginning. You know, if you try to inundate somebody with too much information at the beginning, they'll turn off pretty quickly. So I think it's a real... it's a real skill, real art to talk to them. Go ahead. I thought you were starting to say something. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to commercial. So, all right, folks, we've got about a half hour left. Again, if you want to call in, you got any feedback for me, suggestions, questions, what have you, call us at 800-313-9443. And I'll be right back here, and Art Pollock, I believe, will stay with me also. So we'll stay with us.
As necessary in emergency situations, get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Peter Mac Show. We've got about a half hour left. As I said, if you want to call us, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Art Pollock's on the line with me, and we're just discussing a host of issues related to the freedom movement in general. But, of course, the main purpose of the show today was to support Sherry Jackson. She was on the first hour, so if you missed that, when the show is archived, you'll be able to go back and hear her story. Essentially, she was an IRS agent up till about the year 1995. She quit for reasons that had nothing to do with the tax honesty movement. She didn't know about it at the time. She simply wanted to devote more time to her family. And then in about 2000, July of 2000, she read an advertisement in the newspaper USA Today offering $50,000 for anybody who could provide the law that requires the average American to file and pay a federal income tax. And she thought, well, this won't take too long with her skills as a former IRS agent and a CPA. And so she sat down to do the task. And after a few days, she realized that this wasn't going to be very easy. And she stuck to it and ultimately concluded that there, in fact, is no law that requires the average American to pay and file a federal income tax return. And she has been very outspoken about that, and not unlike her colleagues who have discovered the same truth, former IRS agent. She is now being attacked by the federal government, and she's being charged with, I believe, four counts of willful failure to file. A trial date has not been set. Her attorney and attorneys on the other side, the attorneys for the Department of Justice, are filing and responding to motions from one another, she said. And, of course, her side is trying to get the charges dismissed. And in any case, we need for you to support her in any way you can, but primarily financially at this point would be very much appreciated. So Art Pollock on the line with me has taken upon himself to spearhead the effort to raise money for her. And in so doing, he's established a website called SaveAmericasFreedoms.com. And you can go there, and it tells you how to purchase a raffle ticket. You can get one raffle ticket for each $10 donation that you make. And you want to email me, you can simply send me an email to peter@petermaxshow.com, and I will forward you the same information. So please do what you can to support Sherry financially, and I know that's a big request because there are many people that are deserving of financial support in these days when the government is attacking so many people on so many fronts, and they have, of course, unfortunately, Art, as you're well aware, having been in this movement for a while, the government itself has virtually unlimited resources to attack you with, and most of us don't have unlimited resources to defend ourselves with.
That's right.
So we have to do the best we can and rely upon the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience of a few brave and extremely talented and knowledgeable attorneys like Larry Beecraft, who represent people like Sherry Jackson and Tom Cryer, and he represented Cryer successfully here about a month ago, and Cryer was acquitted of both charges of willful failure to file. So it can be done, and we want to send a message to the federal government that we're not going to take this attack lying down, and you're going to have to meet more and more resistance as more and more people find out that the federal government is perpetuating, in my view, the greatest financial fraud in the history of the world. Is that a good summary, Art?
It sure is.
Okay.
And they have unlimited resources for two reasons. One, they just print it out of thin air. Number two, the people in this country that don't know any better just keep paying them all that money. Just, here,
absolutely,
take my money, leave me alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. We find ourselves in that bind someplace, and I understand that all too well, and mm-hmm. as does Larkin Rose and other people. But that doesn't mean we won't continue to verbally spread the truth and use our words and knowledge and vehicles like this radio show to alert people to what's going on. And hopefully one day, not too far down the road, this fraud will end and we can begin to make the slow steps back toward the kind of country that our founding fathers established, or at least close to that. Of course, we don't want anything like slavery again, as Sherry corrected me, the inalienable rights that we all have, we should give rebirth to those so people understand that their rights do not come from the government, that they're born with those rights. So. Well, Art, you're a truck driver, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You drive all over the United States?
No, probably the eastern half.
Eastern half, okay.
Right.
Are you an independent trucker?
Yes.
Okay. So does that mean you own your own truck?
Yes.
Okay. So you go to various companies that need products delivered from point A to B, and you offer to do it for a fee. Is that how it works?
That's the way it works.
Okay. And are you on the road quite a bit then?
Usually a week at a time.
A week at a time, and then you come home for a while. Because you told me you were trying to help me get my show back when I was still on KCXL onto Sirius Radio, and you know, I said, well, that'd be great. I understand that's fairly hard to do. In fact, the guest I'm going to have on in 2 weeks is a psychologist, and he does have his show on Sirius Radio, and he just alluded to the idea that it was very, very difficult to get up and going there. But that would be great, because then people can listen to the show whatever state they're in without, you know, depending on the local stations, right?
Right. Well, we found out that on Sirius, that's impossible to get shows like yours on there. The Power Hour did manage to get over onto XM for a very short while, But unlike Howard Stern, who they actually pay to be on there,
right?
Shows like yours and the Power Hour have to pay to be on there, and it's not cheap at all.
Right, right.
So, and
well, yeah, you know, maybe there will be a day when there's enough of an audience for shows like mine or the Power Hour that they can bring in enough advertising that, that Sirius and XM will want us to be on there, but that day is not here yet, unfortunately. So,
no.
Do you have any idea what it would cost to be on Sirius?
Not on Sirius, but I know what it was costing Dave and Joyce to be on XM, and I don't even know how they did it for the 3 months they did it, but they were hoping that the between sponsors and the sale of some of the products they offer that would make up for it, and it didn't. So.
Right.
But it's it's expensive. It's
right. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, the reach is so great on.
Right.
I assume it covers an entire hemisphere of the world, wherever the whatever hemisphere the satellite's above at that time. I assume can tune into those channels. Is that correct? Or
yeah.
Do you know?
I mean, I can even pick it up into Canada, no problem. And that's why I thought it would be so great to have people like you out there, because you know I've heard different numbers. I've heard anywhere from 3 million to 9 million truck drivers. I don't know what number's accurate. And I thought if people like you could be on the air, I mean, these guys are looking for something to listen to.
Right.
And for them to have the option to listen to people like you and well, it's just the network you're on and some
sure.
of the other good networks, you know, to let their minds be filled with knowledge instead of, they're doing another lap, they're going left, you know,
right.
NASCAR
exactly.
and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't understand NASCAR.
Right. So you have both Sirius and XM in your truck cab then?
No, I have Sirius, but then
okay.
I also, actually, my son purchased me a shortwave radio to put in the truck also so that I can listen to these various networks.
Okay, through shortwave, right. What does it cost a month to subscribe to Sirius Radio?
I believe it's $12.99.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of like cable TV. Years ago, none of us could imagine paying for television when there were only, you know, three networks, but now people are used to paying $20, $30, $50 a month to have 200 channels, so I guess that's what Sirius and XM are banking on, that people will not mind paying money to have access to all those stations.
Well, I remember before Rick Stanley's, whatever we want to call it, incarceration there.
Right.
Him telling me that he had read a lot that internet radio was going to become big in automobiles. And I hope he's right, because
mm-hmm.
now you can get internet with these Wi-Fi cards or whatever they're called, you know, almost any city you go. So
right.
If that technology comes soon, then we will be able to listen to shows like yours out there.
Right. But that would entail seamless, I would assume, seamless wireless connectivity from town to town,
right?
Which doesn't exist yet, I don't think.
No.
You know? So I mean, you'd get it. It'd be like a regular station. You might get it for a while, and then as soon as you get out of the Wi-Fi area, you wouldn't have it anymore.
Well, it'd be like your cell phone. You'll lose signal, but then as soon as you hit the next tower, you pick it up again.
Right.
So, I mean,
right. Right.
So.
Yeah. The way cell phones can be at times. So. Well, do you have any idea, or is it even appropriate for me to ask, Art, what kind of donations, how many raffle tickets have been purchased to date for Sherry's legal defense?
We divided this up because the money's being sent directly to Sherry. I don't even want to see it. I don't want to know nothing about it. All I know is who I'm sending tickets to. And I'm handling the prize. And, yes,
right.
I do have a number here, but whether Sherry wants that out or not, I do not know.
Okay, well, then let's wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But we certainly want, and she needs hundreds, if not thousands, of more people to contribute whatever they can, even if they can only buy one raffle ticket.
Absolutely.
Because, again, it's not, in our view, in our, my view at least, it's not the chance of winning all those really important mementos from the tax honesty movement and other movements. It's the chance to support somebody who's in the forefront of defending your rights and, you know, the right to demand that the government obey the same laws that it imposes on us. And if the government's going to say we are affirmatively obligated to do X, then the government has to make it crystal clear in the law. It can't be something, in my view anyway, that people can only figure out through consulting with legal expertise. The law shouldn't be that complicated, at least certainly in terms of who is obligated to pay a tax and under what circumstances and how much. That shouldn't be difficult to figure out. But the government, of course, claims that all you have to do is listen to us, but they, of course, refuse to provide any citation that would do that. And you would think people would wake up and see that, and the fraud would be over rather handily. But so far, unfortunately, that's not the case. So that's why Art, you and I continue to use our efforts outside of our work time and family time to support people like Sherry Jackson and others that are being attacked.
Yeah.
Do you know of anybody else? I don't know of anybody else, who is currently under indictment by the federal government. I'm sure there are other people out there. I don't know anybody of the stature, if you will, of Sherry Jackson that's currently under attack. Do you?
No, not right at the moment, but give them time.
Yeah, right.
There'll be more.
Right, exactly.
Unfortunately.
Right.
And you know, just this case with Ed and Elaine Brown and of course, you know, in the local papers up there, they make them out to be these, crazy people that believe all this crazy stuff and that they didn't want to pay their fair share and all
right.
that. Well, you know, I think they did everything they could. They started out by asking, show us the law. They kept paying their taxes and kept saying,
right.
show us the law.
Right.
Well, what more can you do when for 10 years you asked them to show you the law and they keep saying, well, your response is frivolous.
Right. But
finally, you come to the point where you say, well, if you can't show me the law, then I'm not going to pay your taxes anymore
right.
until you do. Now, I'm going to set the money aside.
Right.
But until you show me the law, I'm not going to pay it anymore. So,
right.
And look where it got them. And yet, in my opinion, they did everything they could do
right.
to handle that in a legal, peaceful manner.
Right. Well, I'm not as familiar with their situation as you are then. I did have Ed on briefly back in January when he had taken refuge in his house and so forth, just for maybe half or three quarters of the show. But you know, the thing I think that for me, Art, the overarching theme is that, you know, there are a lot of theories out there, and some of them are doubtlessly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, the government has the responsibility to make it crystal clear. It's not our job to keep guessing at and try this theory, that theory, until the government says, oh, yeah, you're right.
Right.
We're simply saying, okay, here's what we read the law to say. If you think we're incorrect, then point out where we're incorrect and point out where there is, in fact, an obligation, not by inference, but it's clearly spelled out. And, of course, the government refuses to do that. And as Tom Cryer found out, they basically ruined his legal practice, I guess. But
right.
He's courageous enough and principle-driven enough that he said, that's all right, even if it ruins me, I'm going to go forward with this. Even if I end up in prison, I'm going to go forward because I know I don't owe the tax, and I want to make it clear to as many people as possible that I don't owe the tax, and I'm going to subject myself to the wrath of the government. And, of course, he hired Larry, which was good, in my opinion, and they won. Other people have obviously not won, like Larkin and stuff, but Larkin, as you know, did the same thing. He wrote the report and so forth and went to numerous meetings with the IRS and said, okay, I remember this in his trial. He said, he would sit down and say, okay, here are these points. Let's see where we agree or disagree. And he couldn't even get him to respond to that. Well, how can you even begin a discussion with an opponent on any matter if you can't even determine what it is you agree or disagree about?
Right.
You know, I mean, if a husband and wife are having a dispute and one of them says, okay, let's sit down and let's figure out what our points of disagreement are, and the other person says, no, I don't want to do that, you're just an SOB, well, it's pretty hard to have any kind of rational discussion with that person that takes that position, and that's where we find ourselves with the federal government.
Well, you know, Peter, quite a few years ago, I remember parking the wrong direction alongside the street. And
I did that once, too.
And I did get a ticket
right.
by the town police, so I took the ticket over there, and I said, can you show me in the law where this is against the law? And he pulled his book out, and he sure showed me exactly where it was against the law to do
right.
that. So
right.
I paid it. I paid it, not gladly, but I paid it. Okay, I messed up.
Right.
Well, that's all everybody is asking about the income tax. Just show us the law. If we're if there is one, okay, we're not happy, but, hey, here's the check. Just
right. Exactly. You know, and if it's a reasonable law, too, that's understandable, you know. I mean, I have a problem philosophically, and I gather you do, too, with the whole idea that, that the government can take whatever percentage of its money it determines it needs to take. Because if that's the case, then you don't owe any of your money. You just get to keep a portion of it.
Right.
You know? In fact, if you look back, I've cited this on many shows before, Art, and I don't have it right in front of me, but in U.S. News and World Report, the May 25th, 1956 issue, which is the day I was born, came out, and it was an interview with the then commissioner of the IRS, and I can't recall his name right now, but it had also a tax table in there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know, Art, I don't know if you, do you know what the highest tax rate is? I mean, the marginal tax rate on, so if you were earning, you know, X number of $100,000, each next dollar you earn would be taxed at this marginal rate. Do you know what the top marginal rate was in that year?
No.
90%.
Oh.
That sounds like we're due for a break here, Art, but...
Okay.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be back for the last 10 minutes. Think about that. The highest marginal rate we've had in this country was 90%. That means any extra dollar you earn above that minimal amount, they took 90 cents of a dollar. That's our federal government. We'll be back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We just have a few minutes left. Again, if you want to call in and give me any feedback or quick questions, the number is 800-313-9443. Art Pollock's still on the line with me. I appreciate, Art, you taking time to stay on with me. Sherry wasn't able to stay on for the whole 2 hours, but that's okay. I know she's very busy. She's got these criminal charges hanging over her head, and we just want to do everything we can to support her. And I'd like to be down there, if it does come to a trial, to be down there in Atlanta when that happens. And I know you have a plan to get down there and spread or distribute as many DVDs of Russo's movie around just before the trial would begin, right?
That's in the works.
Okay. And that would be great. Okay, sounds like we have another caller, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Peter Mack Show.
Are you talking to me? Is this Mike?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I got one question for you, and I'm not trying to find fault. I'm just curious as why you continually refer to the Internal Revenue Service as a government. And I think one of the biggest hoaxes or robberies that's ever been in the history of this earth has been the Federal Reserve and the IRS combined to rip off the American people. And I think you should refer to them as their true entity, as a foreign central bank. And I'll listen to your answer. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have a response to that. My understanding is that they're under the Treasury Department. I've heard that claim before, Mike. You know, I don't know legally how to respond to that question. I mean, they certainly act and behave as if they are an arm of the federal government. When they charge somebody, as they've done Sherry Jackson, they have no problem enlisting the aid of another branch of the government, namely the Department of Justice, to prosecute such people. So, you know, if you can provide the information by which we can, you know, untangle this mess and what their actual nature or stature is, I would be more than welcome to see it. But at this point, they certainly act and behave like a government entity because they get the support of the use of violence, namely by the Department of Justice, when they need to go after somebody.
Well, I really believe that they've got a stranglehold on this government, and I think you guys are onto it too. And I just would just foster that to wake wherever you can the people up that this is what's going on, that it's not really our government. It's the foreign bankers.
But
and I'll leave you with that. Thank you for all you guys do.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Mike. The problem with that, Art, if you're still there, is, in my opinion, it's, as Sherry alluded to at the beginning of the program, just telling people that the federal income tax is a hoax is a hard enough battle. If you tell them that certain entities that send you mail, you know, under the auspices of the federal government are not really, they're part of a private, or, you know, a foreign entity, then that's an uphill battle to try to talk to people about. What are your thoughts, Art?
Peter, I'm going to put you in touch with a friend of mine a little later that did some research for Joe Bannister into where his paychecks were coming from.
Okay.
And it was not.
Okay. I'd love to see that, but I guess my point is simply that they get. I mean, if you or I had a complaint and we wanted to prosecute somebody for breaking a federal law, I don't think we can just call up and get the Department of Justice to step in on our behalf.
No.
But the IRS certainly can do that.
Right.
So whether they're technically legally part of it, they're acting as if they have the support of, you know, the United States federal government. So, yeah, I'd love to see that information. I mean, I think the more one digs, the deeper this, you know, this mess goes down. And it takes years, literally, to disentangle it. So I'd love to see that. But we're about out of time. But, Art, I want to thank you, first of all, especially for spearheading the effort to support Sherry Jackson's Legal Defense Fund, and secondly, for taking time and staying on the show with me today when Sherry had to leave, and just you know, bantering about topics with me, and I'd love to meet you sometime, and we'll just...
It's true.